I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hardest thing in the world. But good on you, Jeff, and thank you for listening every week. My name is Richard McCann, M-C-K-A-N-N. Reminding you to go to WRVA.com, where you can download podcasts of the show and the radio.com app. That way, if you want to listen later, you download it. You've got it in your phone or whatever device you're using. You want to listen live, you go to radio.com, which is not just my show, sadly. I'm kidding. But you can listen to Jeff, John, or any of the Intercom shows that are out there through the radio.com app. So give it a shot. I've got it in my phone, and I've got it on my computer. So is my wife, actually, now that I think about it. So 833-804, that's how you get through to the home show.
And here we go.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 833-804-1140. Wick in Charles City. Wick.
Hey there.
Hey, sir.
How are you?
Excellent. Yes, sir. Now, is Wick your first name or your last name? Because if it's your last name, you better be called John.
Well, no, it's just my first name.
Excellent.
Long-time listener. Really appreciate the show. I have a 1915 model house that we remodeled back in 2008, and I put these ceiling tiles in the kitchen. And
hey, Wick, I'm going to ask you: am I on speaker? Because it's really hard. It's hard to hear you.
How about now?
Much better.
Thank you. I remodeled this old house, which was built in 1915, and put these ceiling tiles from Armstrong. And we had a leak upstairs that we didn't notice for a long time, apparently, and came home from vacation, and there were some ceiling tiles in the floor.
Right.
Now I need about 12 of these, and they don't make them anymore.
Okay. Now, when you say ceiling tile, are you talking like a drop ceiling?
Well, this is, little 1 foot square. You just put them up with some staples. They have a lap on them, and you put them, and you hook them together, and create
don't. Okay, they still make that style of tile, but right, they're not. They do not make ones that match what you put up. I know this because, well, I had a friend of mine. She had those exact same tiles in her ceiling. Water leak. I went out. I found tiles, but they don't match. They're different. Now, what you could do is put them up, the ones that don't match, and then paint over them, but you're still going to have a slight pattern difference.
Yeah, different. Yeah. Because we painted this ceiling, and it, you know, I don't know where to buy. I bought extra boxes. I just don't know where they are. I haven't found them.
Well, that's because you threw them out 20 years ago.
Probably.
There's a couple of different things you could do. Have you fixed the leak completely?
Yes.
All right, so here's an idea. How big is the ceiling?
It's a 16 by 14 room.
Okay, that's not huge. I mean, it's big, but it's not huge. No. Have you considered, and I know you're going to hate this because it's going to be more work, just buying like some quarter, is it quarter or 5/8? I think it's 5/8. I don't think they make quarter anymore. 5/8 sheetrock and just laminating over what you've got there?
I have debated both, all options, I guess. I didn't really want to take all the crown molding and everything down to do it. I'm trying to be cheap and lazy.
I mean, you can butt it right up to the crown. It's going to take up a little bit of that very top part, and it'll be noticeable. It's going to be most noticeable to you. No, I take that back. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Yes, she's going to be the one that sees it every time. But still, that's the quick, cheap, and easy way to do it. It's just laminate over top of it. Or put up the ones that don't match and paint it all one color with something heavy. Or maybe even do more than one coat. So that way it fills in those dimples enough that, you know, it matches-ish. What I'm going to do, and I've got a tiny galley kitchen that we're going to gut. I'm putting in one of those, well, it's going to look like copper. One of those old-fashioned metal ceilings. Because you can buy those. And you could do that. I mean, it's not as easy, but you could put in a drop ceiling and then just use like the metal tile, you know, the metal 2x2s, and that'll give it a whole fresh look.
Mm-hmm. How do you install those?
You put in a frame. Now, in my case, I'll be putting I'll be stapling straight to the ceiling joist. But you could put in a frame like you see in a commercial building. I see people do that in their homes. It's kind of ugly. If you're really,
I don't want to do that.
But I would just laminate it. Don't worry about the crown. Are you going to stay there until you go out feet first or in handcuffs?
Yes.
And then who cares? Yeah. You're not selling the place.
No, that's for sure.
So that's where that lamination's probably the best. But no, the best bet is put in the tiles that don't match and then paint it right.
All righty. I appreciate it, sir.
Sure, Wick. You have a wonderful day. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. I know what he's talking about, and you don't see it very often anymore. It's a really old style of doing things. It was this one-by-one interlocking ceiling tiles. They're made of sawdust and glue. They don't take to water at all. You know, water stains them and then turns them into cream of wheat. They don't take abuse. You know, a kid bounces a ball, it hits the ceiling, it'll dent it. That's a thing. And if you do have to replace it, it's not easy to replace. You have to cut out the interlocking parts, you slide the new part in, you just nail it into place or glue it, whatever, but it's not going to match because they don't make that anymore. The patterns have changed. I mean, right here in the radio factory, we have drop ceilings. And in most of your commercial buildings, you do have drop ceilings, mostly for the fact that, you know, it's the easiest way to have that gap for a couple of reasons. One, it acts as a plenum. Yeah, I just used a word you don't know, plenum, meaning a space to use as an air return for the HVAC. Instead of running a specific duct, the whole ceiling acts as a return. That's what a plenum is. It also gives a space for you to run all your pipes and your wires and your conduit and your cables and every other piece of nonsense. And if something goes wrong, you can get to it. People don't do that generally in a home. Except in basements. I see it in basements all the time, and it's for the same reason. All the pipes and the wires and everything are above it. If you put sheetrock on it, and something goes wrong, you can't get to it. But in his case, probably the best bet he can do is cut them out, put in the ones that do not match, and then paint them until they do. I mean, two good coats of a heavy paint should fill in enough dimples that you won't notice it. But the problem is, he'll notice it. And his wife will notice it. 99% of the people that come into his home won't notice it. I will, by the way. I will totally notice it. just saying. I will see it. Sorry. It's not that I'm being nosy. People think I'm nosy. I'm not. I just kind of see things. I'm scanning. I'm always scanning. You know, I had one buddy. I was talking to a friend of mine one time. And he got mad at me because my eyes kept darting away from his eyes to behind his head. And finally said, man, dude, what are you looking at? I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just who I am. And if you ever meet me, chances are I'll meet you eye to eye. And then I will shift slightly down. I've had girlfriends get mad at me. They're like, when you talk to me, you don't look me in the eyes. I'm like, no, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your mouth because it helps me hear you. Which with everybody wearing a mask, I have no idea what you said. Most of the time, I can't see your lips move. I can't hear. That's why I tell you, don't put me on speaker because I can't hear you. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. Jordan, I need your advice for 1 second because I don't know sports, and I want to ask you about a gentleman that I think I'm now a sports fan, or at least a fan of this particular player. What do you know about Emmanuel Acho?
Sounds like a football
player. He's a football player.
Okay.
Because I know nothing about football. I know you were... Drew Brees, you had comments about Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Which I read, by the way, your comments are very thoughtful. Do you spend a lot of time thinking about it and then put it down?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to throw some shade at my mom. She blew a gasket because
you just cursed on air.
I used some profanities.
Well, don't do that next time. My mom doesn't like this. My mom's the same way. That's why my mom will never go see my comedy.
Yeah.
My mother will never see me do stand-up, ever.
Yeah.
But I saw this thing. I don't know who this guy was, or I didn't. And I will admit, my morning news of choice is I watched CBS This Morning. It's more of a news program than the other. Today Show is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And GMA, something about it just looks... the lights and the colors bother me.
Okay.
So I like CBS This Morning. And I'm a huge fan of Gayle King for one reason. Gayle King is a gangster. If you saw her interview with R. Kelly, you know Gayle King, gangster. Because he got up, he starts pounding his chest, and she just looks at him and goes, Robert. And I was like, oh my God. She just went all mom on him, and he sat his butt down.
Yeah.
But she, you know, and I'm not trying to stir anything up. But this helped me because I'm trying to educate myself. You and I talked about this on our other broadcast. Emmanuel Acho, uh-huh. who is an African-American football player.
Right.
Who he talks about the fact that he went to an affluent, mostly white college.
Yes.
And then switched gears and started playing in the NFL. And he was talking about the difference racially.
Uh-huh.
And so he decided when all this is going on that's been on our streets and everybody's streets, he decided he wanted to have a conversation. And so he rented a space, put up a white screen, got a couple of cameras, sat down and didn't think first, just went for it.
Yeah.
And he calls it uncomfortable conversations with a black man.
Okay. I saw you post about this.
I posted this on my Facebook page. I've watched it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And basically what he says was, I'm gonna talk about four questions that I often get from my white friends about being a black man. Now, he has his own spin.
Yeah.
But Gail loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, Gail King likes this. I'm gonna look at this. I'm encouraging. He's thinking about this becoming an ongoing thing.
Right.
And I've had several people. I sent it to Lisa because I run everything past Lisa these days.
Yeah.
And still haven't gotten feedback, but that's okay. But I would encourage people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncomfortable conversations with a black man. It was inspiring. And it wasn't about dividing. It was about bringing together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I really appreciate. But
yeah,
I got to know more about this guy. I got to know what team he plays for, because
yeah,
I'm going to cheer him on. If football ever comes, we're not getting football in Richmond. We're not getting spring training, right? That's not
right. No, yeah, that's over and done with.
And what for WRVA, we are having NASCAR tomorrow.
NASCAR tomorrow.
Which is in?
Atlanta.
Do they have a big track?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's outside. It's just outside. It's in an, like, suburban Atlanta. It's not in Atlanta proper, obviously, but yeah. I forget what time it's on. I think it's on at like 2:30 or something like that.
I'm waiting for Japan, because Japan does all this, the cool stuff real big, and they do it indoors.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Japan to build the first indoor NASCAR track. But the thing
is, cool.
Well, it'd be cool, but the noise.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, they have electric racing now.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do electric racing indoors.
Yeah.
So you could have racing through the winter.
Yeah.
It's a thought.
It is a thought.
And okay, so what time is NASCAR tomorrow?
2:30, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you not working it?
I am. I just don't remember what time I'm. So I'll have to look it up, figure out what time I need to be here. But as far as I know, they will be in Martinsville on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Which
is a trek from here. That's
two and a half. Yeah, it's like 3 hours.
3 hours.
But yeah, they'll be, because Wednesday is technically supposed to be the end of the governor's stay-at-home order.
Yes.
So so they're gonna do the Martinsville race Wednesday night.
That's gonna be a very busy race, because you know more people are gonna go like, I'm going, I'm outside.
Well, they already said, yeah. I mean, I guess they're gonna. I mean, obviously, no fans are gonna be allowed in the stands, but I'd be interested to know if any fans are going to, like,
tailgate
or, you know, just camp, you know, set up shop across the street or something.
The funny thing is, I've noticed the people are just sick of it. They're tired of it. Nobody's wearing, some people are wearing masks. Most are not. Mm. Nobody's enforcing it. You know, I stopped at Wawa on the way here.
Yeah.
And like,
did they give you flack again?
No, they didn't. They didn't care. Yeah. How you doing?
Well, then again, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So
five. It's four.
You are still asleep in your bed.
833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's why I'm encouraging. Please do follow me on Facebook, because I do post stuff that doesn't make it to the show. And I really did. I enjoyed what he had to say. I've been spending more time listening than talking in the last 2 weeks. More time reading than talking. Do I have a solution? No. No. But at least I'm trying. Something, right? I'm trying. We'll see what happens. Also, follow me on Facebook. Also, if you want to email me, it's richardmccann@hotmail.com. I've got an inspection today. I've got another one on Tuesday, and probably another one in the following week. I know I cannot say I'm doing home inspections. I'm doing home consultations. That means that I can come and I can look at your house if you're staying put. I can come and look at your house if you're thinking about selling it. But if you're thinking about buying a house, I'm not there yet. I'm going to be honest. I can't. I can consult, I can't inspect, but if I was to pat myself on the back, I'd say my consulting skills are pretty tight. Just saying. 833-804-1140. Also reminding you, don't forget, go to WRVA.com. And we, WRVA, also has a Facebook page. And they update this. The news department, they update it constantly. Constantly. If they're not updating once an hour, I don't know what's going on. I worry if somebody's sick. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. RVA 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Tell me what's going on in your world. Please follow me on Facebook and follow Jordan too, because, well, we get together and we chat. Just two guys doing the best we can. That's about it, you know, because neither one of us are experts on much. Though, a few things. So I've got a project I've been working on. And I've hit a snag on it, which kind of bothers me, but we will manage, because my house has a basement that I have neglected. Now, remember, I bought the house 20 years ago. I was by myself. Years and years later, I bought a second house, and I decided I want to live in the bigger house. And so packed up everything, moved it into the second house. And all was good. And in that point in my life, things got very rocky very quickly. And then the bubble burst. And things got more difficult. Relationships failed. Businesses failed. I lost the house. I lost the big house. And am I upset about it? No. I'm years from that. I've left that behind. One of the things I have been really working hard to do in my life is let the past go, and I've been pretty good at it. Sometimes things hurt more than others, and I've talked to people about it. I'm nothing but professional. I've never been to a professional counselor, mostly for the simple reason that probably would mess with them. I'm kind of a jerk that way. So in the other house, they said, you got to get out, and I fought it as long as I could. There was nothing for it. So literally, like in 2 days, had to pack up a house and a garage, pick it all up, get it down the block to the original house. And I'm going to say this, perfectly happy in our house. I love my little house. When I think about moving, part of me is like, yeah, I need a garage. Yeah, some more room would be nice. Yes, a bigger yard would be cool. And then I think, but I like our house. There's two of us. We don't need that much space. But when I picked up everything and I moved it, a lot of stuff, and I mean a lot of things, just got tossed in the basement. Boom, down there. I'll get to it. That was the thinking back then. But I'm years from that now. Years away. And so, I got a new washer and a new dryer a couple years back. And I realized, the lights aren't working very well down here. And I took them apart and I put them back together. But they were old lights. Very old. Old styling. The old original fluorescents with the big, massive ballast inside of them that weigh like 12 pounds. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but they are heavy. And they worked for a little while, and then they just died, and then I just dealt with it. Just like all the stuff down there. Okay, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. And I didn't. So if there's been an upside to this coronavirus lockdown, is I've already binged everything. 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 You put us in a house for 3 months, it doesn't take long. What? It's only 10 episodes? I can do that by the end of the day. No problem. So we started doing projects around the house, trying to spruce up the house. Now, one, I have to give hats off to my wife, who's asleep right now, who is absolutely asleep. Jordan, I realized something, okay? During the week, Joanne says, about 9:30, I'm going to go wind down, and off she goes to bed so she can read or whatever. Something about Friday, though, because I go to bed around 8:30, I'm asleep by 9:15.
Okay.
She will stay up suddenly she is a night owl.
Yeah.
And because I'm an older man, I have to get up in the middle of the night. I'm sure you don't. I get up and I look. I'm like, where's my wife? And then I look at the clock. It's 12:30.
Yeah.
And I walk out into the living room and here she is just scrolling through YouTube like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I think part of it is like, this is my time.
Mm-hmm.
This is my... By the way, what is your hat? I know you're an Atlanta Braves fan.
It's Danville Braves.
Like Richmond? I mean, Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
Apologies.
Mm-hmm.
So, does your wife do that when you have to go to bed early? She just stays up?
No, she goes to bed with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, that'll change.
I'm sure it will.
It will. Yeah. It's a newlywed thing. Yeah. Oh, honey, let's go to bed.
Come. Nah.
No, it is. It is. It happens. So, I'm off track as usual. So, one of the things I've been trying to do around the house, my wife has planted a garden. We got a grill. I've been cleaning up around the house. I've been taking down trees. I finally realized it's time to get to the basement. Because it's a mess. And be honest with you, probably 70% of the stuff down there, because I've ignored it and because it's just sitting down there and because I got a water leak and that's new, but it's still there. Most of it's garbage. And I need to clean it up because it's disgusting. I don't want to send my wife down there to do the laundry. By the way, I clean the kitchen. She does the laundry. If anybody thinks that we don't share responsibilities, I do the grocery shopping. I cook and we split the kitchen because I do the grocery shopping and cooking. Though she made pesto the other day. And it was amazing. Another story. Another time. I realized, though, I got to get to the basement, and I needed two things so that I could make this basement at least livable. Not livable, but bearable. I mean, it's dirty, so therefore I am breathing dirty air. Don't you need air resolutions? Yes, I do. Get to it. So I know I needed two things. First of all, I needed industrial garbage bags. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, there are garbage bags like what you have in your kitchen, and then there's commercial bags. And these things are like between 6 and 8. I think they're like 6 mil. I mean, plastic, that's a thickness. Twice as thick as what you have in your kitchen. And they're designed specifically for just shoving commercial garbage into them. And I think there's going to be a lot of it. My trash guys are going to come by and go, okay, he's starting another project again. Like every 3 weeks, there's three times as much garbage as there was the 2 weeks before. And so I got a big old box of those, and I said, honey, we need new lights. And she's like, oh, thank goodness. Because the amount of lighting down there is terrible. I've been running up and down those stairs and dancing through that basement for 20 years. I can do it. In fact, I have done it with my eyes closed just because I can. But we needed new light, and I didn't want to go back with fluorescence. It just seems ridiculous. Fluorescent tubes are going bye-bye. I mean, they stopped making them 5 years ago. It's been a long time, and you can still get them, but they're super, super expensive. Now they're making replacement fluorescent bulbs that have LEDs in them, which are brilliant. And if you have old lighting in your commercial space that has the old fluorescence, or you have a commercial space with lighting in your parking lot, I would strongly encourage you to check out some of the programs out there. I believe Dominion Energy has a really good one where you can switch your lighting over to LED reasonably. I strongly encourage that. The savings on your electric bill, huge. The better light that you get out of it, so much better. That clean, white, bright light. Not that soft white, not that yellow, not that stuff that has the slight blue to it. We're just talking pure white light, and they don't burn out. What?
Yes, they do, Richard. I've had them burn out on me. How can you say that LEDs don't burn out?
Okay, everything is made by humans. Humans are fallible. It takes them longer. One of the reasons they switched traffic lights over to LEDs, because even if 50% of the LEDs in the red light burn out, it's still red. Where if the one bulb burned out, it's not working at all. Well, same thing. And so I told her, I said, honey, I want to get these lights. I want to buy these fluorescent lights. LED shop lights. I installed some for Enhance. That's where I saw them for the first time. And they were inexpensive. They're like $55 a piece. Yes, I know. The old fluorescents were like $15. Yeah, but once it's up, I got better light and I don't have to deal with it and I'll save money. I'm going for it. And the snag has been, honestly, because we ordered them online, which is something I never do. And we ordered them from Big Blue. I didn't go to the Amazon place. I ordered them from Big Blue. So far, I guess they've been out of stock because other people are doing them. We're not going to get them to the 9th, which is right around the road. We ordered them a couple of days ago. We'll get it. It'll be fine. But I have found, doing more projects around the house. But I'm excited about lighting that up, cleaning it out. I'm thinking a workbench. Why not? Or maybe even building a space for my wife to sculpt. Because, yes, she's a sculptor in stone. I can't do that. I cannot reverse think. I cannot think in negative space. But definitely got to clean it up with some commercial bags, and I'm replacing all the lighting with LED shop lights, saving money, and better light. So there you go. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Hey, that segment was actually home improvement. People complain about that all the time, Jordan. This is the home show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, that's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. So you should be able to hear us wherever you go. My brother listens on 96.1. He gets that clearer on his radio. So, hey, whatever floats your boat, you can also go to WRVA.com, download the radio.com app. That way you can stream it. You can just listen to it anywhere. Anywhere, if you've got a device, you got Wi-Fi, boom, you can listen to the show. Or you can download podcasts of the show, because there, have we ever done like an actual count of how many podcasts we actually have up?
No.
It's got to be over 150, close to 200.
Way more than that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it goes back all the way to producer Matt, and you've been here for 2 years. So there's plenty to listen to up there, and you can always listen to us live because I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon with Jordan, who gets up early and pushes all the right buttons. All right. I'm going to wade into the deep end of the pool for just a moment. My very first caller this morning called from Florida and wanted to rant and rave about politics. Not interested. Conspiracy theories. Unless you're talking about aliens, I'm not interested in your conspiracy theories. I'm just not. And we have, the city has been, well, it's been tumultuous. To say the absolute least, tumultuous. Now, I did not go down to the protest, though, if you listen the other day, my boss Greg took his son down to go see what was going on. And part of me wanted to do it, and part of me was like, I'm not going down there. It's not that I don't support one or other or whatever. And I mean, on my Facebook page, it's really, I don't have leaning one way or it's all shifted to this side of the aisle or this side of the aisle. And one of the things I think is really encouraging about this show is that I attract people from all walks of life, because at the end of the day, I'm talking about community in your home. and we all live in a community and we all have a home. But when I put up last night, you know, what do you want me to talk about? All anybody could ask talk about was the monuments on Monument Avenue. Yeah, I'm going there for just a minute. I'm sorry. Now, I grew up in Richmond. And I will say this. My grandfather on my mom's side, terrific dude. World War II veteran. Lived to be 98, I think. It's been a couple of years. And his hobby was he was a Civil War relic hunter. Now, he started when he was 40. And I honestly believe in my heart of hearts he took it up because he had seven kids and a wife. When you go relic hunting, you're gone and out for a while. So I heard about the Civil War from him. Not a lot, but it was kind of that was his hobby. That was, you know, knowing the history. And he had hundreds of books. People wrote stories about him. People came as far away from Texas to go relic hunting with him. Before he died, there was two different production companies that wanted to do like a documentary on him. And he turned it down, both of them, because towards the end, he had dementia and he did not want to embarrass himself. And I respect that. I really do. So growing up here in Virginia, when I was much younger, you know, you'd hear more about Richmond and the South. It was the capital of the South. You know, you if you're from Carolina, you learn the three R's, reading, writing, and the road to Richmond. That's stuff I heard. And, you know, I saw the monuments on Monument Avenue, and I thought, you know, as a younger man, I thought, well, that's pretty cool. That's a big statue. And as I got older, I would look at it and go, that's very artistic. That's a statue. But it never occurred to me that it bothered anybody. It never occurred to me that it hurt somebody's feelings. It never occurred to me that it reminded people of a darker time. I just never thought about it. This is the truth. I'm telling you, a younger person didn't think about that. So people have been asking me. People have been asking me, what do you think about the fact that they want to take them down? Now, first of all, I agree with Jeff Katz that there's going to be so much wrangling in the courts that whether it happens or not, it's not going to be soon. It's just not. I do worry that there's going to be, you know, some kind of backlash, you know, some more of those nut jobs like the ones that were in Charlottesville are going to show up like they did here and say, you're not going to destroy our heritage. And honestly, I don't think it's destroying heritage. But I do get concerned about trying to wipe out history. Now, I've had several people say, well, you know, you don't see statues of Stalin or Hitler. No, but they've got Lenin's body on display at the Kremlin. His body. His dead body. And no, you don't see a statue of Saddam Hussein. We pulled that thing down. That's not heritage. That's a tyrant who put up a monument to himself. But I'm still not sure what to do. I'm lost. I got people on one side that are saying we got to keep them no matter what. This is what it is. And I've got people on the other side going, it reminds me and it hurts me. And so I've been talking to people. That's what I do. And it's what I've been saying all along. Talk to people. And my guest that couldn't make it, family comes first. Always. Trust me. If it was a choice between doing this show and my family, I'd be out of here, folks. And I was talking to Matt Murphy from Q94, and Matt's African-American. He's also in a mixed marriage. He has kids that are biracial. I said, dude, what do you think? He goes, I don't think you can erase history. I said, I know, but what do you do? I'd like to see them stay up, but I'd also like to see more information. I'd like to see, you know, plaques or something that tells you what this person was really all about. Robert E. Lee did own slaves. But you know, he didn't like slavery. I read his diary that said he was against monuments. The man himself was against monuments. He wanted, he said he wanted everything, once the war was over, he wanted people to move on, get past it, stop reopening wounds. So I'm lost. I don't know what to do. If it was me, I'd put it in context. That's where I'm at. Matt agreed with me on this one. But it doesn't really matter, does it? Because it's not going to happen anytime soon. Richard, you're waffling. No, I'm thinking. I'm weighing the options. I'm not doing anything knee-jerk. That's all I'm saying. It's not that I don't support people. Just want to know, what's the right thing to do? All right, Jordan, let's get out of here. Come on, buddy. You can do it. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. I want to thank Mr. Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Thanks to everybody who listens. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. I'll be right back here at 10 o'clock doing the home show, Volume Dose, on News Radio WRVA. It's 11:40 a.m., 96.1 FM. I hope everybody's having a good day.
Slam! Da-da-da! Da-da-da! We them Arby's boys! Slam! Da-damn! Da-da! Da-da-da! We them Arby's boys!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.